Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Man, the inconvenient truth. Well, we're tearing down the false theology and false doctrine from the hirelings in the pulpits in America today, talking about Romans 13 and how they're teaching everybody and anybody to just submit to the authorities, regardless if they're corrupt or not. Absolutely untrue every step of the way. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, talking about Romans 13, did Moses violate God's principles of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrews? Or was he in defiance of governments and the governments that be concerning the Pharaoh of the day when he was told in Exodus 8, chapter 20, to command the Pharaoh to let my people go? Was Moses disobeying? Was he defying God? Absolutely not. He was putting it into perspective. He was playing the man of interposition to stand before the tyrants and the intended victim to control. That's a fact. Okay? Did Elijah violate God's principles of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel on Mount Carmel? I was there back in 1992. Got the hat and the t-shirt. Pretty cool place. Very dangerous going up the mountain, by the way. You know, it's also interesting to note that when Ahab met Elijah on the backside of the desert, it was interesting that the corrupt King Ahab, Bill Clinton of the day, who's wearing the pants that his wife Hillary Clinton told him to wear. By the way, that's not a joke. It's really true. Jezebel. But it's interesting, the corrupt king Ahab told and said of Elijah, he called him the troubler. And Elijah understood that prophet of God, that he was doing the will of God, while the corrupt king tried to get him to submit to his authority by basically what? Browbeating him into submission. Is that what's happening today? Absolutely it is. America, every step of the way. Racism, my color, my ethnicity, my race. You know what? Shut up. God, Jesus didn't come into the world, friends, to save your skin. He came in the world to save your soul. And the Bible tells me in Acts 17:26 that all nations are one blood. Think it through before you get caught up into these games that the government, corrupt government, is responsible for. These little pockets of creating these little groups have no support outside of the CIA-controlled media's narrative. And they're broadcasting their promulgation of their message. Friends, they have no life outside of what the media gives them. Get away from these games that they're using to divide the American people. My Bible tells me all nations are one blood, just for the record. And again, keep in mind, Jesus didn't come to save the skin. He came to save the soul. And the Lord created us all, friends. And there's only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. So we all need to submit to Him and be unified by the same Holy Ghost, regardless of your color. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying. And they are. And they are. Did Elijah violate God's principles of submission to authority when he challenged Ahab and Jezebel? No, those were God's mandates. Those were God's commandments. Those were God's plans, right? And at the end of the day, the false prophets were killed, not the real ones. Did Daniel violate God's principle of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's law to not pray audibly? No. And also keep in mind, friends, he refused to submit to the king. God is above the king. God ordains the power of The powers that be are ordained of God, it tells us in Romans 13. And what happened? Well, the bad guys try to set up Daniel. They threw him in the lions. Then at the end of the day, what happens? Daniel's preserved because the angel of the Lord sends the angels to protect Daniel. Once he's released from prison, what happens? The bad guys are then gathered up and thrown in the lion's dens to be devoured. See how that works? I'm going to get to more of that in just a moment. Did the three Hebrew children violate God's principles of submission? Now, before I get to that, I want to go to this. Because I just had some guy, again, just, hey, folks, what I deal with are people that are too cowardly. They're too sheepish to actually stand up for the rest of us. And why is that? Because they lack the love of God. They lack the Spirit of God. They're led of the flesh. They're led of the arm of the flesh. They're cursed children, friends. Just this last week, I had a guy say, why did you say 11 of the 12 were martyred concerning the apostles? I said, because they were. And he wanted to argue that point. It's like I said to him, dude, I said, why don't you get busy and get out there and do what you're supposed to do? The Bible says that when we follow Jesus, that we become the fishers of men. And you want to sit here and debate and play little church pharisaical games and the world's going to hell. I told him, get busy, Luke 19:10. And then I cut him off because I don't have time for his garbage. He said, why did you say 11 of the 12 were martyred? Well, the question I have to you, America, to you 53 countries, to you 116 cities, to you YouTube right now, is the fact that we're talking about Romans 13. How were they killed? Anybody ever asked the question? Fox's Book of Martyrs tells us how they were killed and who killed them. Well, let me ask you the question and then I'll give it to you. Who killed Jesus? We have no king but King Caesar. As for this man, we know not where he came from. Who did that? The Pharisees and the Herodians together. Do you remember when the Jews came up to Jesus and said, we be in bondage to no man? And they were in bondage to the Romans. And at the end of the day, the truth of the matter came out again when they said, we have no king but King Caesar. Right? And if you look in John 11, after Lazarus was blown out of the grave, amen, by the resurrection and the life, who is and who always will be, America, Hebrews 13:8. If you remember right, after he was blown out of the grave, because so many people believed on Jesus after that, the powers that be said, we're going to lose our place in our nation. See, they wanted control. And we're exposing corruption right now. And I'm telling you by the Word of God, it's the Word of God and the Spirit of God that breaks up that control, that brings about spiritual liberty, not licentiousness. Know the difference. But liberty in the Holy Ghost. Read John 8:32. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17. Who killed the martyr? Who killed the apostles? I'm curious. All the apostles were insulted by the enemies of their master. Who were they? Well, they were called to bear the doctrines of Christ with their blood, and nobly they did. Who killed them? Folks, if you look at the history of the state, no one's responsible for genocide more than the state is in any country. I mean, in this country, you already have a government that sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies. In America, you're still trying to figure this out? Are you supposed to submit to that? When God says, I hate hands that shed innocent blood, are you supposed to disobey God and submit yourself to corruption and keep paying for it by force the way that you are in this country? Wasn't it the Lord in Exodus 20 that said, thou shalt not kill? But now it's okay to kill because corrupt representatives said it was okay? And the Supreme Court black robe and justices say it's okay? Wake up. Don't shame me, man.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Day, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your tickets today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Okay, so I was just asking you the question, who is responsible for martyring or killing off Jesus? The religious hypocrites, the Herodians, corrupt doctrine of government. Read Mark 8:15. Jesus told us to beware of it. But you're being told by the modern hirelings and whores from the pulpits in America today, submit to them no matter what. You're supposed to, because we don't protest, Protestant has meaning, because we don't protest the sins of corruption within the church, first, and in the government, secondly, the church is responsible for the government because we are the government in this country, you're supposed to submit to it. The greatest advocates to abortion are telling you to submit to corrupt representatives who sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies. Do I need to go on or can I stop now? The point is proven. The government that says now, and by the way, it's first happening in the churches today. If marrying men to another man and a woman to another woman, are you kidding me? Never in the history of mankind. You are daring the justice of God, and I'm talking to the American people that tolerate it. It's not just those that are doing it. It's those that tolerate it, because in the sight of God, you're just as guilty for tolerating the crimes they commit. Okay? You're daring the justice of God. And you better know that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. Look at the history of mankind. All politics aimed at the church will end up in self-destruction. That is the history of the church. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. Charles Spurgeon was right, the Prince of Preachers. Folks, the world is the hammer that keeps pounding on the church. The Bible says the seed of the righteous is forever. Is it still going on 6,000 years later? Yep, we're here, right? The church is the anvil. You don't have to, folks, you don't have to change out the anvil. You have to change out the hammer. And if men knew the history of the hammer, they wouldn't be wielding the hammer, friends. They'd be just sitting there doing their job like the church is called to do. Because the word of the Lord endureth forever. It is forever settled in heaven. Because we serve a God that doesn't change. Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Hebrews 13:8, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the word of God is the rock of ages. And there's a lot of consolation just in that. But for the sake of sticking to this, I want you to listen to this, okay? This is the history of the apostles. Matthew suffered martyrdom by being slain with a sword at a distant city of Ethiopia. Let me ask you this question. Why do Muslims want the infidels killed? Because it's Sharia law. It's their form of government. Why was he slain with a sword? Because the powers that be said, no, you can't do this here. But they obey God in disobeying. And by the way, corrupt government. And what did the apostle say? It's better to obey God than it is man. Oh, I know that applies in theory only. About 15 minutes away from where I live, there's one church in the county and where I live. And they have a scrolling sign, and it says, "Where we, you know, you're welcome, all are welcome, okay? It's the Church of Satan is what we call it, because that's exactly what it is. It's not a Church of Jesus Christ at all, though they counterfeit. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. But they have a scrolling sign, and this is what it says. Where we take the Word of God seriously, but not literally. You know, I want to take that over to this because they're teaching you the same thing that I'm confronting right now. And so did all Christians throughout the beginning of time. Friends, do you realize that they're setting themselves up for their own fall? Because sooner or later, it's all going to come to them. And I know, I can hear this too. Bradley, I don't get involved in politics. Politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. God established government. Read Exodus 18, starting in verse 21. God established government. Okay, I'm not going to go down that road again. But if you want to call in and confront me, please do. 1-866. Rather than just taking shots on me or at me on live chat, why don't you give me a call and confront me for the whole city in 53 countries to hear you straighten me out. 1-866-582-9933. Those that lived in concentration camps, I'm just curious, did they live politics? Let's just go back to Adolf Hitler during that time, where the Jews and the dissidents and the gypsies were all martyred. By the way, they used Muslims to do it, Adolf Hitler did, as mercenaries, for those that didn't know. Okay, and we're seeing systematically and methodically almost the exact same thing in Germany, what took place in the 40s. In the 30s, the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s, happening here in America. Exactly verbatim. Okay? Just so you know. Okay? I'm asking you the question. Did those people that lived in concentration camps, did they live politics? Oh, you know they did. Of course they lived politics. See, they were just an easy prey. They were easy to gather up because they just submitted to corruption every step of the way. Didn't they? Regardless if they want to acknowledge the fact that they live politics, friends, guess what? They live politics. Regardless if you want to acknowledge the fact that you live politics, I don't care if you say you want to be a part of it or not, you are. You are. And I don't care if you live in this country or another country, you, sir, you, madam, are living politics. It's better to stand for the right than not, because sooner or later, the rubber's going to meet the road. Friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just this morning, by the way, I'm going to go over there for you so you can see the headlines. Because it's all contrived, history is repeating itself. No justice, this is what happens. When justice dies, tyranny rises. No justice concerning George Soros, the 200 groups that have created many of these groups, Antifa, the list goes on. Folks, just all slamming corrupt politicians, asking them to resign. Nothing more than slamming corrupt politicians, no DOJ, no justice. This is what happens to a country that leaves off justice, the enforcement of the law. Okay, brand new, sonsoflibertymedia.com, a silent coup about to become a hot civil war. Folks, I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. Donald Trump is not the victim. He's not the victim. He's the commander-in-chief. Mr. President, where is that prosecutor and where is that DOJ that you promised the American people? I'm going to leave it right there. Quit acting like this president is a victim. He's not the victim of anybody. He's the commander-in-chief that refuses to use the law to indict criminals within his own ranks. Okay? That's what's happening. Okay? And that's what's happening here. And by the way, you've been forewarned for a long time through this radio show that this is exactly what's going to come down sooner or later. It's created domestic insurrection. It's all created. If it wasn't, then where is the king that scattereth evil through judgment? And I know that there's no titled nobility here, friends. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 of the U.S. Constitution. But the fact of the matter is the American people treat Donald Trump like he's a king. Well, even if he wasn't, he is the president, just so we know. Though they treat him like a king, you need to demand justice. To do what you promised the American people that you, what you do. You're not doing it, and you haven't done it. Talking about Romans 13. Matthew suffered martyrdom by being slain with the sword at a distant city of Ethiopia. By who? Corrupt government. Mark died in Alexandria after being cruelly dragged through the streets. Who killed him? Corrupt government. Luke was hanged upon an olive tree in Greece. Who hung Luke? Oh, by the way, Fox's Book of Martyrs reports that when Luke was to go to the cross, he said, "How am I to preach Christ crucified and not go myself?" He went to the cross that he was hung up on, and he kissed it. Read Article 2, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry more." I'll tell you what, he did more than that with his heart. Amen. Thank you, Lord. John was put in a cauldron of boiling oil in the book of Revelation, but escaped in a miraculous manner and was afterwards banished to Patmos, where he died of an old age. That was a miracle. Who did that? Corruption within the church and in government, the very doctrines that we're supposed to be aware of. Peter was crucified in Rome with his head downward because he said he wasn't going to be crucified as his Lord. He wasn't worthy of it, reports Fox's Book of Martyrs. Who did it? Corruption. In government. But we're told today we're supposed to just submit to government regardless if it's good or bad. You are incorrect. Show me in Scripture. You can't. James the Greater was beheaded in Jerusalem. Who killed him? James the Less was thrown from a lofty pinnacle of the temple, stoned and beaten to death with a fuller's club while praying for his persecutors. Who incited that? Murder. Bartholomew was cruelly beaten and crucified. Who crucified him? Andrew was bound to a cross where he preached to his persecutors until he died. Who crucified him? Thomas was run through the body with a spear in the East Indies. Who told him to do that? Who's responsible for that? Judas crucified at Edessa. Who called for that execution? Matthias was first stoned and then beheaded. Barnabas, the Gentiles, non-Jew, was stoned to death at Salonica. I'm going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Turkey's military said it captured a key Syrian border town under heavy bombardment as its offensive against Kurdish fighters pressed into its fourth day with little sign of letting up despite mounting international criticism. Turkey's continued push into Syria comes days after U.S. President Donald Trump cleared the way for Turkey's air and ground offensive, pulling back U.S. forces from the area, saying he wanted to stop getting involved with endless wars. Trump's decision drew swift criticism that he was endangering regional stability and risking the lives of Syrian Kurdish allies. A heavy downpour and strong winds pounded Tokyo as a powerful typhoon, forecast to be Japan's worst in 6 decades, made landfall and passed over the capital, where streets, nearby beaches, and train stations had been long deserted. Store shelves were bare after people stocked up on water and food ahead of the typhoon, and a coastal earthquake of 5.8 on the Richter scale also rattled the area. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, so, talking about Romans 13, and I'm countering it with the facts, which are stubborn things. And I was just highlighting the fact that, listen, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, James, James again, 2nd James, there's two Judases as well, Bartholomew, Andrew, Thomas, Jude, Matthias, Barnabas, Paul, they were all murdered. Who's responsible for that? Good government? Or a government that was countering God's government. Barnabas of the Gentiles, non-Jew, was stoned to death at Salonica. Paul, after various tortures and persecutions, was at length beheaded in Rome by the emperor of Nero. And such was the fate of the apostles according to the traditional statements. This is all coming from the Fox's Book of Martyrs. I mean, I had one guy the other day, just like I said during the last couple segments, friends, just says, why did you say that 11 of the 12 were martyred? They were. And on top of it, Christ was martyred. I just don't understand people. They hate the truth. And yet they call them the Lord. It's like the Pharisees. They did everything in their power because they didn't want to lose their place or their nation to have the Son of Man crucified. And how many parables did Jesus give explaining who is responsible for his crucifixion? He said he's going to fall into the hands of the sinners, lawbreakers. And there you have it. Did the three Hebrew children violate God's principles of submission to authority when they refused to bow to the image of the state? I spent a little time on this yesterday, but you all know Nebuchadnezzar made the king, the corrupt king, made an image of gold. And he basically said, when you hear the music, you're going to all bow down to it. And then what he did is he called his principals, his subordinates, the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together under the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood up before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. But there were Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego that would not. And the decree was, if you don't bow down to it, that they're going to throw you into a fiery furnace. Well, they knew what the consequence was. And they stood up against Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar caught wind of it and says, no, you're not going to do that. You know, as a matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to heat that fire up 7 times. This is all found in Daniel 3. Heat it up 7 times hotter. Folks, the people that were heating up, the guards that were heating up the fire for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, well, guess what? They died by the heat of it. But when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire, a fourth man appeared. And Nebuchadnezzar noticed it right away. The fire didn't harm the children. It didn't even sear a hair on their heads. And because they obeyed, guess what happened, friends? Which is great. This is great to interject into this conversation. Because they didn't bow, they didn't burn. And what happened? King Nebuchadnezzar reversed his decree. He said, therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after the sword. They acknowledge the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They acknowledge the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Why? Because they didn't submit to corruption. Why were the false prophets killed, friends? Under Elijah. Because he didn't submit to corruption. Why were the children of Israel, why are we free today? Why were the children of Israel liberated, friends? By the hand of God. Because Moses didn't submit to corruption. Do you see how this works? Because they didn't submit to corruption. There you have it. Just think if our forefathers submitted to corruption. They didn't submit to corruption, and because they didn't, we're here today to talk about it. But you have whores and hirelings in the pulpits telling you to submit to corrupt government? Are you out of your mind? And again, 1-866-582-9933, I'm waiting to hear in Scripture as to where we're supposed to do that. Of course I know it's not there, and so do you. What about John the Baptist? I love this one, you know. Oh, Bradley, you know what? We're supposed to just submit no matter what, really? Well, what about Jesus when he said, go tell that fox that a prophet will not perish in Jerusalem? It's impossible. I'm going to do what I have to do before I'm crucified. He told the king what the deal was because he knew who the king of the universe was and is. Okay? When you go to Luke 3:19, speaking of John the Baptist, but here at the Tetrarch, right, over that province, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's Philip, he married his brother Philip's wife. He shouldn't have done that. John rebuked the king and all the evils, and all the evils that he had done. Oh, my goodness, Bradley. Oh, is that a different translation? Yeah, it probably is. It's the King James Version. Stick to it. Worked for our forefathers, it works for us. If that's not good enough for you, read the Geneva Bible. I got that one behind me, too. Okay? So did John the Baptist violate God's principles of submission to authority? No. Did Simon Peter and the apostles violate God's principles of submission to authority when they refused to stop preaching on the streets of Jerusalem? No. The Spirit of God, the angel told them, go preach Jesus in the streets. But what did the... religious heretics, what did they say? You know what? We're going to beat them, and we're going to tell them not to preach in this name anymore. It's exactly what's happening today. Okay? And guess what? By the way, the people that are telling you not to do it outside of the hirelings and whores in America from the pulpits, keep in mind whose dictates they're listening to. They're listening to the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, which is a communist organization. That's who they're submitting to, right? Just so you know, because there is no constitutional authority whatsoever to deny us our Christian liberties. None whatsoever. Read the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Did Paul violate God's principles of submission to authority when he refused to obey those authorities who demanded that he abandon his mission's work? In fact, Paul spent almost as much time in jail as he did out of jail. Oh, my goodness. We're just ruining their day, aren't we, friends? Oh, my goodness. I am doing live radio, and I want you to listen to this one because this was a mandate coming directly from Jesus. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against them. Oh, my goodness gracious, friends. This ruins my party. It ruins my false doctrine. I don't want my sheep listening to you, Bradley Dean, because you're destroying my false doctrine. It's my job. Listen, my love does not tolerate your false doctrine. Insincerity. If you're teaching this, that you're to submit to corruption, you, sir, need to repent in a big way. You have a double condemnation coming to you. Read the book of James. You have a responsibility to set men free by preaching the truth of the Word of God, not the opinion of fallen, reprobate, corrupt man. That's what makes us a liberated people. Period. Remember that every apostle of Christ, except John, as I just highlighted, was killed by hostile civil authorities opposed to their endeavors. As a matter of fact, Christians throughout church history were imprisoned, tortured, killed by civil authorities of all stripes for refusing to submit to their various laws and prohibitions. Hello? Hello? Did all of these Christian martyrs violate God's principles of submission to authority? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I want to show you how far the Lord had to go to liberate his people. Listen carefully. I read this yesterday, and it is so worthy of repeating. When Peter was therefore kept in prison for preaching Christ crucified, right? Constant prayer was offered up to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains before two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. But, now behold, verse 7, Acts 12. What happened? An angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly!" And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel of the Lord said to him, breaking him out of prison, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garments and follow me." So he went out and followed him, and did not know what was done by the angel, that it was real. He thought it was surreal. He thought it was a vision, a dream. But thought he was seeing a vision. And when they were past the first and second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And Peter said to himself, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel to break me out of the control of corruption, and has delivered me from the hand of a corrupt king named Herod." And by the way, the people treated him like a king, and when he took that praise upon himself, what does the Bible tell us? The worms ate him up. He fell over dead, right? Just like when Satan, when Jesus said he beheld Satan like lightning fall from heaven. Yep, it's the same thing, folks. It's the same thing here. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. So just think about it. We're taught to do just the exact opposite. Peter was liberated from the control of corruption because he obeyed. And when the Lord had to, he had to send forth his angels to liberate his people. It's the same thing with Paul and Silas through the earthquake. Folks, over and over and over again. Same thing with Daniel when he was thrown in the lion's den. Same thing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The list goes on and on and on and on. Hey, folks, I want to tell you this. Is it fun standing? No, but you know it's right. It's not fun. It's troubling to the flesh. It's very troubling to the flesh. But I want you to understand something. This is how he's glorified when we bear the cross. Because at the end of the day, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, spoiling principalities and powers. Okay? We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, final segment, so we're going to cruise through this, friends. Ah, because they didn't submit. That's going to be my next article. Because they didn't submit. That's exactly right. Oh, and I was going to make a point during the last segment, but we'll just get on with this. So even the great prophets, apostles, and writers of the Bible, including the writer of Romans chapter 13, understood that human authority, even civil authority, is limited. Of course it is. Hey, folks, let me just reiterate this. I have to, because there's stupid people out there. I love good government, man. I love good government. I'm a part of good government. I'm taking responsibility as being that government. And doing what the function and capacity of government, in what function they're to operate. That's what I'm doing here. I'm promoting good government, good godly government. Because I desire reformation. I don't want revolution, friends. But until the American people get it right and correct corruption in the media and in their government capacity, nothing's going to change. Things are going to get worse. It's just, I don't care if you say that all the time. Well, guess what? Did you see more reports today concerning corruption in government? Yep, you have. Scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. Well, it happens every day because you've been conditioned and desensitized to subject yourself to it rather than correct it. And it's going to go on until you correct it. It's that simple. It really is. Paul makes it clear that our submission to civil authority must be predicated based on more than fear of governmental retaliation. Notice he said, wherefore must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience with knowledge sake. meaning our obedience to civil authority is more than just because they said so. How many people, a show of hands across the country, how many people today are subjected to corruption because they said so? And let me ask you the question, why are you submitting to that which is unconstitutional and illegal? I'm just asking. I mean, you're gonna questions will run through your head when they're knocking on your door, telling you to give up your gun because you're not fit. Like the other 1,700 people, they have already done it to illegally. Okay, and the one man in Maryland who's already been murdered because he said, "I'm not giving him up." Oh my goodness! Here we are, right? Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake, meaning our obedience to civil authority is more than just because they said so. It's also a matter of conscience. This means we must think and reason for ourselves regarding the justness and rightness of our government's laws. The original intent, by the way. Obedience is not automatic or robotic. It's a result of both rational deliberation and moral approbation. Of course. Right? So therefore, there are times when civil authority may need to be resisted, either governmental abuse of power or the violation of conscience, or both, because it could precipitate civil disobedience, like you're seeing today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just posted. So how and when we decide to resist civil authority is an entirely separate issue. Folks, you have kids out on the streets paid for the likes of George Soros and his unconstitutional, un-American organizations designed to tear down America within, doing more than the good people of this country are doing. And we see it every step of the way. And again, where's the rule of law? Where's that prosecutor, Mr. President? Huh? Where's that at? I'm playing stupid concerning calling out the clowns in the circus of politics here, friends. Beyond that, we in the United States of America do not live under a monarchy. We have no king. There's no single governing official in this country. America's supreme law does not rest with any man or any group of men. Article 6, Section 2, U.S. Constitution. America's supreme law does not rest with the president, the Congress, or the Supreme Court. And just because they said so doesn't make it law. In America, the U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Again, Article 6, Section 2. Under our laws, every governing official, publicly promises to submit to the Constitution of the United States. Do you listeners understand the significance of what I just said? Representatives promise to uphold the laws of the land. They promise to submit to the Constitution of the United States of America. Oh, my goodness. This means that America, the higher powers, are not the men who occupy elected office. They are the tenets and the principles set forth in the U.S. Constitution. Under our laws and form of government, it is the duty of every citizen, including our elected representatives, to obey the U.S. Constitution. Did you hear me? Therefore, this is how Romans chapter 13 reads to Americans. Put your ears on. Let every soul be subject unto that of the Most High God. Under that, the U.S. Constitution, for there is no constitution but that of which God has ordained. The constitution that be is ordained of God, and whosoever therefore resisteth the constitution resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For the constitution is not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the Constitution? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For the Constitution is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for the Constitution beareth not the sword in vain. For the Constitution is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Okay? Wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. But also for conscience sake. This is how it's supposed to be properly understood. Civil authority. Furthermore, Christians, above all people, should desire that their elected representatives should submit to the Constitution. After all, that's what they promised to do. because it is constitutional government that has done more to protect Christian liberty than any governing document ever devised by man. Ever. Bible principles from the foundation of all three of America's founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, which are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. And as a result, Christians in America, for the most part, have not had to face the painful decision to obey God rather than men and defy their civil authorities. And folks, if you run up to it, then you stand up to it and you see it through. And you see it through. They're bringing condemnation. They're bringing judgment upon their own heads when you do the right thing. They're made a prey before you when you stand in the Word, in righteousness, by the power of the Holy Ghost. See, the problem in America is that we have allowed political representatives to violate their oaths of office and to ignore and blatantly disobey the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution. Therefore, if we truly believe Romans chapter 13, by the way, let me insert and interject this. Representatives that serve we the people put their hand on the Bible, swearing before God and man that they will uphold the U.S. Constitution. Therefore, if we truly believe Romans chapter 13, we will insist and demand that our civil magistrates submit to the U.S. Constitution. Now, the question that I end with, how many of those that call themselves Christians are going to truly obey Romans 13? It's time for you to get busy in righting the wrongs, right? And throwing off corruption and putting on the U.S. Constitution. Remember when I said I was going to bring in ending Romans, what preceded chapter 13? Because there would be no exposition if people would have taken the time to search the scriptures for themselves, studying the Word of God by themselves and for themselves to know what the truth of the matter is in context. I wouldn't have to talk about Romans 13 and putting it into perspective if you would have simply understood this in Romans 12:21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. That precedes Romans 13. Friends, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. In this country today, you can see representatives are so far out of mind, so far out of their scope of authority concerning what they promise to do, that makes them outlaws, and they must be reined in, and they must be charged for their violations, just like you and I would be if we were doing what they were doing, and rightfully so. And that's why we have Article 2, Section 4. It also talks about it in Article 1. I just read it this morning. We can talk about that on a different day. We are literally shutting down within probably 20 to 30 seconds. Wanted to tell you, do consider supporting this ministry, friends, because it's our objective here to right the wrongs, because our love does not tolerate or overlook false doctrine. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for instructions, for reproof, and for correction, that the man of God may be perfect. Okay? We're looking for perfection here by the grace of God. Lord, give me more grace to keep your commandments better and bless this message to the hearers. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word nor in tongue, but by deed and in truth. Show the world how much you love them by what you do. Don't tell them. They're sick of it. See ya.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.